I'm Deepthi Lakmini, and I'm a second year PhD student at Durham University. I'm studying molecular biology at the School of Biological and Biomedical Sciences, and I'm from Sri Lanka. I came to Durham for my postgraduate studies and having a studentship under the intellectual and academic support program of the Project Sri Lanka. So the University of Ruhuna, where I work in Sri Lanka, is a partner of this project.
And what made you choose Durham?
After I finished my master's, I wanted to do my PhD studies in a foreign university. So I searched the studentships and the postgraduate opportunities in foreign universities all over the world. So during that period, the University of Ruhuna, with my university, became a partner of this project Sri Lanka, and then we got few studentships to do our postgraduate studies at the Durham University. Before that, I have heard about the Durham University as a top class university in the UK, so I applied for one of those studentships, and once I got, I decided to come here, and also I'm happy about that decision now.
Are there any other students from Sri Lanka in Durham at the moment?
Yeah, there are a few students. I know three students doing their PhDs in Durham University under this project.
The work that you're doing in Durham, how will it benefit you and your country when you return to Sri Lanka?
Actually, I'm researching on a plant gene which is necessary for low temperature and desiccation tolerance of the plants. And also there are some preliminary evidence that this gene may also be involved in tolerance to other stresses. So this is an important gene if we talk about the improving stress tolerance of crop plants. So before I came to the Durham, this gene had been cloned, and therefore the objective of my part of this research is examine the role of this gene in crop tolerance in Arabidopsis, which is the model plant used for the molecular studies of the plants, and also in other important crop plants. So you know that Sri Lanka is an agricultural country, and most of the people directly or indirectly involved in the agriculture. And like all other countries, we also experience huge, considerable losses of the agricultural products every year due to environmental stresses. And the university plays main role as a pioneer research institute in Sri Lanka. So as a university academic, I can contribute my knowledge, new knowledge gained from this study, for these researchers.
And on a personal level, what are you gaining from your time in Durham?
This is the first visit to a European country, so I got a lot of valuable experiences during these 2 years. I visited the several cities of the UK, and with the association of the local people and working with them, I learned about the British culture, customs, British food, social relationships, like many four things. And also I live in Ustinov College, where most of the international students live. So I have opportunity to associate with them through the student-led activities and the societies. So I learned a lot of things from them. So I think all these things are very valuable and immense, a rewarding experience to my life.
If any one experience that is particularly memorable?
Yeah, when I went to the Durham Cathedral, I'm surprised, what a beautiful place here. So I like it, and not only the Durham Cathedral, the places where I visited in the UK, the other places, every places are very historical, so I like that historical thing in the UK.
And when you return to Sri Lanka, will you keep in touch with people in the UK? Will you keep that link with Durham?
Yeah, I hope to keep the links with the people in my field. And also, I think this project will also be a long time. So I hope to link with the people who are involved in the Sri Lankan project also.